Nedarim Dav Ayin Hey Amad Aleph Shir number 1. We're just going from Ayin Dalin Amad Beis, the last word. But just by way of introduction, up above, Rabbi Ami explained Rabbi Eliezer's opinion in the Mishnah that a Yavam can cancel a Yavam's Nedarim, and that's even when there are more than one Yavam's. He said that's because the case is where the one Yavam performed Maimer. It's an act of Kiddushin between a Yavam and a Yavama. And even though that doesn't achieve full Yibum marriage, but he suggests that it's powerful enough to allow the Yavam, that one Yavam, again, there are multiple Yavams, but the one who did Maimer, he is now given the power to cancel her Nedarim. Now, the Gemara on Ayin Dalet, the last sugya, just brought a lengthy brisa to prove that Rabbi Ami's interpretation of Rabbi Eliezer's opinion in the Mishnah is actually supported by this brisa. But we brought the whole brisa, but we didn't actually speak out how it was a proof and a support for Rabbi Ami's opinion. So the Gemara says, "My Tanya Kavasi de Rabbi Ami, what is this brisa, or rather, how is this brisa a support for Rabbi Ami's opinion, his interpretation of Rabbi Eliezer's opinion?" So says the Gemara, the Katani, because it's taught in the brisa, "Bein she'asa b'maimer, bein she'loi asa b'maimer." You see, when Rabbi Akiva responded to Rabbi Yeshua, he says that regardless if Maimer was done or not, he responded to Rabbi Yeshua, but it would also work for Rabbi Eliezer. He said, it doesn't make a difference whether Maimer was done or not. It still won't give the Yavam the power to cancel her Nedarim. Now, the fact that he brought up Rabbi Akiva in arguing with Rabbi Yeshua, but also with Rabbi Eliezer, the fact that Rabbi Akiva brought up whether Maimer was or wasn't done, it proves that obviously the other opinions, and in this case it'll be Rabbi Eliezer held, that it was where Maimer was done. Rabbi Eliezer's whole power in his argument was that the case was where Maimer was done. Maimer was done between the Yavam, one of the Yavams and the Yavama, and that's what gives him power to cancel the Nedarim. So again, Rabbi Akiva saying back, it makes no difference whether Maimer was or wasn't done, proves that Maimer was a critical factor in this machlokes. So that proves that Rabbi Ami's interpretation of Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is correct. Maimer was done. Inami Miresha, or there's another proof, another support for Rabbi Ami's interpretation from the Reisha de Katani, because it's taught in the Reisha. Misha Nichnasa L'Reshusay Nigmar Aloi. He said that when she enters his sort of control, his jurisdiction, it's finalized. So, and that seems to be like after the death of the husband, she's now, there needs to be some sort of finalization between the Yavam and the Yavama. And says the Gemara, Ve'id ole Kaddish, if there was no Kiddushin, meaning if there was no Maimer, my Nigmar Aloi, then what finalization of that relationship would have taken place? Nothing has been done. So, Tipshet Minei, Kesha Asa B'Maimer. So it must be then that the case was when Maimer was done. So where the brother died, now there's a Yavam, or several Yavams, and a Yavama. And the Gemara says, and then when she enters his jurisdiction, he gets the power to cancel her Nedarim. Or what happened? If Yibum wasn't done, she's never going to enter his jurisdiction. So it must be that there was an act of Kiddushin, a Maimer. And that proves that that was obviously what Rabbi Eliezer was talking about all along. Now, just to tie up one loose end, Rabbi Akiva in the Braisa said that we never make a difference between whether there's one in halacha, whether there's one yavam, one or two yavams or more, and whether maimer was done or maimer wasn't done. And just like that's true in other areas of halacha, so too it's true when it comes to nedarim. So the Gemara is not too clear what that means. So the Gemara asks, "My v'kishar." And just like we don't make a difference in other areas of halacha, so too we don't make a difference when it comes to the person, the Yavam's ability to cancel her Nedarim. To Katani. In the Braisa, that was taught. Now, what does that mean? So Amar Rava says, Hachi Katani, this is what it means. It's Rabbi Akiva saying, do you not agree, She'ein Chayov in Skila Kenara Meirasa, that after Maimer, so the brothers died, one of the Yavams does Maimer, an act of Kiddushin, with the Yavama. What would be if there's infidelity? If this Yavama goes off and has relations with an outside man? We know that if a Naira Meirasa, a Naira who's had Kiddushin Danta, if she goes off and has relations, she might be chayv skila for that. But we know that that's not true when it comes to a yavama, even if maimer was done. So what do we see from that? We see that the act of maimer is not as strong as the act of kiddushin. This is Rabbi Akiva's whole opinion. Kiddushin could allow, it's a strong enough bind between a husband and a wife that will allow the husband to cancel an adorim. But being a yavam, and even then doing maimer, that does not give this person a strong enough bond between him and the yavama to allow him to cancel an adorim. And his litmus test, his case study that proves that they are different, is because after kiddushin, a woman could be chayv skila if he has an illegal relationship with a Nara Merasa, then he would get skila for breaking the sanctity of that bond. But if a man does the same act with the Yavama even after Maimer, there he would not get skila. So you see that Kiddushin is stronger than Maimer, and that's why after Kiddushin, according to Rabbi Akiva, the husband can cancel an Adarim, but after Maimer, the Yavam cannot cancel. Even after Maimer, the husband cannot cancel her Nadarim. And just as a final touch, Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi says, Masnisin Namidaika, the Mishnah is also visibly proving this, because it says, Ein Yavama Gemura Le'isha Kashem Sharusa Gemura Le'isha, that a Yavama is not fully owned, fully sort of handed over to her husband like an arusa is to her husband. So clearly the bond between a husband and a wife through kiddushin is stronger than the bond between a yavam and a yavamah.